The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Welcome, everybody, to the 12:15 edition of our 9 a.m. Mass, okay? And here's the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross today. And just a little thought for you that you might find helpful, okay? Everybody knows that Simon of Cyrene helped our Lord to carry his cross. You ever stop to think about what it must have been like for Simon of Cyrene as he did that on that first ever Good Friday? When Simon of Cyrene was pressed into service by the Roman soldiers and told to help Jesus carry his cross, for him, it must have been the deepest irritation and a supreme annoyance. He had nothing to do with this man. He was no business of his, this Jesus. He did not want to be smeared with the shame of this convicted criminal. The whole affair was a great big interruption into his day. How little did he know? How little was he aware of what was really going on? That would be the most important thing he did in his entire life. And you know, there's a pious tradition that Simon of Cyrene was converted to the faith that day as he helped Jesus carry his cross, as he focused less on himself and more on the Lord. That moment became his salvation. Think for a moment about the two thieves who on that first Good Friday were crucified, one on our Lord's left and the other on his right. You know, the thieves represent all of us. They represent the entire world. The guilty who are there to receive grace from our Lord. They both suffered the exact same thing. But how different was their demeanor? One looked to himself and the other looked to the Lord. You know how it was with the bad thief. He turned to our Lord and he said, "What's the matter with you, Jesus, Son of God? If you're so powerful, get me down from this cross." And then you know the demeanor of the good thief, who said, "We suffered justly for what has happened to us," and turned to Jesus in faith and said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And we have it on the highest authority that he was the first canonized saint, right? Jesus himself. "This day you'll be with me in paradise." We don't know what happened to the bad thief, okay? But last time we checked, things weren't looking too good. What's the difference between the two? One looked to the Lord and the other looked to themselves. And neither of them had any idea that that was the most important hour of their entire life. Now, we all carry the cross. Sometimes you carry the cross for something that you did, like the two thieves. And half the time, like the bad thief, you don't even know that you're carrying the cross quite justly for something that you did. Sometimes you carry the cross and it's nothing that you did. You're completely a victim, just like Christ our Lord, and in a sense like Simon of Cyrene. Either way, okay, part of the message of this day, remember, when you carry the cross, that is the most important moment of your life. But the difference between it making it a salvation for you and saving you, or destroying you and condemning you, is whether you look to the Lord or you look to yourself. It makes all the difference in the world. One of the greatest dangers of suffering is that you give in to self-pity. Self-pity will destroy you. Self-pity will make you bitter and it will make you worse. The only way out of self-pity now, it's the message of this feast day, the exaltation of the cross. Think about that for just a second. Exaltation of the cross. That would have been the strangest sounding phrase to an ancient ear. Exaltation of the cross? You might as well talk about the exaltation of the electric chair. Right? The triumph of the firing squad. It would have made no sense to them whatsoever. You know, the only way you can exalt the cross is if you remember Easter Sunday. And that's our message for this day. The only way you can exalt the cross is if you remember that the same God who raised himself from the dead on that first Easter Sunday, he's the same God who's still on the job now and who has the power to turn even the worst into your life into the very best if you keep your attention and your faith fixed on him. That's why it was Pope Pius XI who made this feast day for the first time. It was 1925. And they said, you know, why do you need another feast day of the cross? Don't we already have one of those? Isn't that Good Friday? And he said that we need to look at this more than once. We need to look at this from more than one point of view. It's something that we cannot learn deeply enough. One of the most absurd things I ever hear is that our religion is something that we made up to comfort ourselves. Got news for you. If we were going to make up a religion, why would we put the cross in the center of our faith? If we were going to make this up for ourselves, wouldn't we put a great big yellow smiley face? Wouldn't that be the center of our whole faith? Or a pillow? Or the dollar sign? And we would preach self-fulfillment, right? But what a strange, strange providence God has, that he uses the most humiliating, the most painful, the most difficult moments to be the most powerful, transformative moments of our lives. If we'll keep our eyes fixed on the Lord, and please, not on ourselves. That's the glory of this feast day. Something to remember this day and every day that we sign ourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.